What will you do if they ban your Latin Mass? It is looking more and more likely that Rome is about to do something with the Latin Mass. A total ban seems to be off the table. Pope Francis has recently reaffirmed to the ICK and the FSSP their charism to offer the Latin Mass exclusively. And it is being reported that what's in the works is a ban of the diocesan Latin Masses, which are the majority of the Latin Masses available. So I'm asking you, what will you do if your Latin Mass goes away? You know where I'm going with this. You know what I'm going to say. I was going to wait until something actually happened to say it, but I'm going to say it now. If you have an SSPX chapel within, say, an hour's drive or more, if you're willing, you should consider going to it. I'm saying this now because calls of schism and warnings that you cannot go to the SSPX from the haters are ramping up, and it's only going to get worse. The cat calls against the SSPX have been getting louder over the last few years because more and more people are waking up and smelling the Argentine coffee, and they don't like it. My own chapel has grown from being about three quarters full to standing room only, spilling out into the foyer in the last 2 years that I've been attending. A diocesan Latin Mass ban means attendance at SSPX chapels could double, and the Pope splainers and Vatican fangirls will try to head that off as much as possible. So let me say it again. You can go to an SSPX Mass. It doesn't make you a schismatic. You won't be excommunicated or incur any other penalties, and it fulfills your Sunday obligation. The Pontifical Commission Ecclesia Dei, who was the authority on this matter, said so. The Code of Canon Law says we have the right to approach a suspended priest, even a schismatic priest, which the priests of the SSPX are not, for the sacraments when it is physically or morally impossible to receive them from regular non-suspended priests. That's Canons 844 and 1248. And I'm getting this from Father Hess of happy memory, Canon Hess, which means he was a canon law expert. Notice it's not the competent authorities saying that you can't go. It's laymen for the most part, people who don't have the right to tell you that you can't go to an SSPX Mass. It's people like John Salza, who attended the SSPX for years, then one day asked his bishop, who said, no, they are this and they are that, and he just didn't know better, even though his past work while he was with the SSPX and the Fatima Center makes it clear that he was well aware of the SSPX's situation. It's people like Andrew Bartell, who says he was raised in the SSPX and whose family was ripped apart at Bishop Williamson's departure. People like Miss Happy Catholic, who runs a YouTube channel dedicated to making baseless, unsubstantiated claims against traditional Catholic groups, especially the SSPX. In other words, it's people who have an axe to grind. But even priests and bishops. If Father Goring and others say no, Father Z and others say yes. If Cardinal Burke says no, the Archbishop of Kansas City, Kansas, and Bishop Athanasius Snyder say yes. Not to mention in the 90s, the Bishop of Honolulu's excommunication of six people for having the SSPX confirm their children was overturned by then-prefect of the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith and future Pope Benedict, Cardinal Ratzinger. It seems that when the competent authorities speak, it's always in favor of the faithful's freedom to attend SSPX Masses. The PCED was negative in the 90s and early 2000s, but the last we heard from Monsignor Pearl on this was yes. Father Z says that when he worked for the PCED, it was understood that the SSPX was not in schism and the faithful could attend their Masses, fulfilling their Sunday obligation without penalty, not just in cases where it's the only thing available, but because they wanted to. Yes, St. John Paul II in Ecclesia Dei Afflicta said the bishops of the SSPX were excommunicated. He said the consecrations were a schismatic act and that formal adherence to the schism carries the penalty of excommunication decreed by the church's law. But this isn't 1988. Those excommunications were lifted, and the same document approved by Benedict XVI lifting those excommunications also says that the decree issued at that time, which was Ecclesia Dei Afflicta, no longer has juridical effect. That tells me that all the penalties laid out in that document have been lifted. And Pope Francis has given perpetual faculties for the sacrament of confession to SSPX priests, as well as conditional faculties for marriage. Of course, the We Hate the SSPX Club would have you think nothing has changed since John Paul's motu proprio in 1988. But I think we are witnessing something that proves that the SSPX has never been officially in schism. And that's the situation with Archbishop Vigano. According to the National Catholic Register, quote, Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano has been charged with schism and summoned for a proceeding at the Dicastery for the Doctrine of the Faith in reply to those serious charges he issued in inflammatory response, Vatican II is a cancer, Bergoglio is illegitimate. Archbishop Marcel Lefebvre and the four bishops were never charged with schism and summoned to the Vatican to be put on trial. Vigano denies that Francis is the Pope. Lefebvre made it clear that John Paul II was the Pope and that he was not setting up a counter-church. So I think we are seeing in action that refusal to submit to the Roman Pontiff, which is the definition of schism, means refusing to recognize the Pope or that the Pope is the head of the Church, not simply disobeying. So just because a document uses the word schism or calls something a schismatic act does not mean that the individual or individuals are in schism. Now, I've said all this in several of my videos, but it bears repeating because the gaslighters that hate tradition, that hate the Latin Mass, that hate the fact that Archbishop Lefebvre wouldn't cave and let the truth die aren't going to be silent, and they're just going to get louder. So in the end, don't take their word for it and don't take my word for it. Look into it for yourself. If you do that, I'm confident you will find that the SSPX is a real option for you if your Latin Mass gets canceled, because they're not going to cave. The SSPX will not comply, and you can rest assured that the Latin Mass will be available through the SSPX. And if you think, well, that's disobedient, we don't owe Rome blind and absolute obedience like the hyperpapalists think. As said by Michael Davies, the Pope has absolute power, but he doesn't have arbitrary power. Banning the traditional Latin Mass canonized by Pope Pius V to be allowed forever is not just. Until my next video, God bless.